Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
I could do this all day long. Restaurant servers, what is the most obnoxious thing a customer ever asked of you when you were working? 1-800-330-9999. A man's Facebook post went viral. He was out for his 23rd birthday, went to Texas Roadhouse. And
oh, I love the Roadhouse.
Yeah. Yeah. He ordered a 6-ounce steak, which FYI, if it's your birthday, like who's ordering a 6-ounce steak on
right.
your birthday?
Come on, ribeye, bro.
Like, what are you
come
talking
on.
About?
Pick it out and give it a name at the front door. That's what you do at Texas Roadhouse.
Was that an appetizer steak to your real steak? But anyway.
Right, a warm-up steak.
What the heck is that? But anyway, the steak gets delivered to the table and he thinks it's small, so he goes out to his truck.
It's 6 ounces.
Right. He gets a scale out. He has a scale in his toolbox. He brings it back into the restaurant. He weighs it. It's 3.8 ounces.
Wait a minute.
So he makes a big scene. He calls the manager. He calls the server. He complains and he shows them, look, here I am. I'm measuring. I ordered 6 ounces. This is 3.8 ounces. And the video, he posts the video on Facebook. The entire thing goes
viral.
It's
pre-cooked weight, though.
Well, exactly. And there's a lot of back and forth. People are lauding him a hero. I think it's the most Karen thing you can possibly do. You go out
seriously.
To the car and get a scale.
I mean,
know?
Who's carrying a scale, but, number one? All right, let's get the police over here to find out what's going on with that, because that don't make no sense to me, Mr. Construction Guy.
I'm extra sensitive to this because I'm a restaurant kid. Like, I grew up in the restaurant business. My parents own restaurants. So, like, I know firsthand what it's like to, like, not all customers are difficult. That is the furthest thing from the truth, of
sure.
course. But you get that handful.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're on a different planet, you know?
Right. Like, and you wonder yourself, why is it that they come there? Why is it they come back?
You come
if you're
out.
Always so unhappy,
yeah.
why is it you tend to frequent here? I guess we're just lucky. You know, from my days as a server, the big thing was they just always wanted extra biscuits. All right? I was at Red Lobster.
Mm.
They wanted extra biscuits. And here's the thing,
understandable.
Anna, if I go in the back and I get you extra biscuits and I put it in the nice, you know, heat up bag, then you better hook a brother up with the tip, all right?
Okay.
Because you're supposed to only get the biscuits that you've got on the table.
That doesn't seem very obnoxious to me. I had a parent come in and ask if they could sit at a separate table from their children.
I
For
mean,
real. They
you
weren't
You meet some
kidding.
Kids.
I was like, no, you have to stay with your children. I'm not here to babysit your kids.
Mm.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Are you a server?
I am.
Nuttiest thing a customer ever asked you?
I work at an Italian fine dining restaurant, and I had a guest approached me and asked, can I have the ribs? We don't have ribs on
Most
our menu.
Most Italian joints don't.
No,
right.
no.
No, no, we're not a barbecue restaurant. We're not, you know, we're not right off the highway. We're an Italian fine dining restaurant.
Mm.
And I had a guest request ribs from me. And they said, well, what do you have? I said, everything on the menu.
Right.
And I said, look at the menu.
Right, but nothing that looks like a rib.
For about
here.
5 minutes.
Who says that? Like, well, what do you have? Like, you have a menu in front of you.
What's
probably
closest to the
what's
ribs?
On it, yeah.
Right. Well, the heart, the lungs. Right. I mean, if we're going with anatomy's sake, I picture that person trying to order the ribs and then thinking that you would just go find the ribs, even though they weren't on the menu, as like a boss
exactly.
hog type. Like that's how I picture him. Like a huge,
exactly.
you know, rack of horns on the front of his, you know, white Cadillac with a convertible top. Yeah, maybe that's stereotypical,
yep.
but maybe it's dead on accurate.
The exact person you are describing was
yeah.
the person who asked.
Right.
A man's Facebook post went viral after he went to Texas Roadhouse, ordered a 6-ounce steak, thought it looked small, so he goes out of his car, gets a scale he has in his toolbox, goes back in to measure his steak, and it's only 3.8 ounces. People are torn if he's a genius for doing this and getting a free meal or whether it's the most obnoxious thing you can do.
6-ounce steak, man. That's not a steak. That's a baby steak.
As a restaurant kid, I'm going to go with obnoxious. Now, my parents are restaurant owners, and we've had our fair share of characters. But one time, I had a guy that was so obnoxious, Raven, that my dad banned him for the restaurant for life.
Yeah, some people, you're not going to make them happy no matter what you do.
He said that he was a buffalo mozzarella aficionado. Now, our buffalo mozzarella used to come in Alitalia to JFK every single day.
Flown
fresh.
In direct.
He returned the buffalo mozzarella 3 times that day.
Get out of here. We don't need you here.
Finally, my dad came out in his chef hat. You, get out of here. And that was the end. He's like, it's the freshest mozzarella you could possibly get. They literally just flew it in from Italy. What are you talking about? It's not good mozzarella. Servers, what is the most obnoxious thing that you've ever deal with when it comes to customers? Hi, it's Yen on Raven.
Well, I don't know if this is really obnoxious, but I had a couple come in with children, and the kids grew up at the table. Before they even ordered, they proceeded to order, and I asked them if they were really sure. They said, oh, yeah, we'll be okay. And they didn't clean up the mess.
Wait a minute. So the kid threw up at the table before they even ordered?
Before they even ordered, right on the table.
Yeah, no, that's the day I'm going home. I'm going home
leave.
As the server.
No, like, if your kid gets sick at a restaurant, and I've been in that situation, you have to leave. You can't stay and finish your burger. Like, there's no world where that's okay.
It's terrible.
No, they just put the napkins in the corner of the table and threw up on it and left.
Oh,
that's what they got done eating.
Oh, my gosh.
How's that for being obnoxious?
That is atrocious. Thank you for the call. And then, Raven, are you a server?
I actually was one in college about a couple of years ago. And, oh, man, I got a story for you.
Go ahead.
So there was this guy that I was serving. You know, I put him down. Nice Italian place. I'm getting them all set up with the bread and everything. And this guy would not let go of the fact that I was so well-spoken and well put together. You know, I'm a young Puerto Rican man. I'm just like in college. I'm having a good time. And he would just not let it go. He was like looking me up and down. Man, this guy's really well put together. And he wouldn't stop reminding me. It was really embarrassing.
He likes you more.
It was
more
Kevin
than a
Spacey, wasn't it? it was Kevin Spacey.
Was it Kevin Spacey?
Was it Kevin Spacey?
You know, he did have that thinning hairline, maybe. Yeah.
You tell Kevin Spacey to relax, okay? If you were welcoming, you know, his advances, that's one thing. But if not, take it easy, Kevin Spacey, and get the hell out of here.
Exactly.
There's nothing like when somebody acts like they're paying you a compliment, though, and they're really being, you know, something else.
And then his wife comes in and is just absolutely mortified on his behalf. Hey, at least I got a good tip out of the evening. You know?
Oh, I'm sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you for the call.
Kevin Spacey and his sister. See ya.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Are you a restaurant server?
I am.
Okay, what is the most ridiculous request you've ever received by a customer?
Oh, God. So we have this minestrone soup on the menu, mm-hmm. and they were like, I'll have the soup, but I don't like carrots. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Well, we make it like in batches in the morning. And it all comes with carrots. And they're like, I don't care. I need you to take out the carrots. I would like it without carrots.
So did you take out the carrots?
No.
Oh.
Right. No, I'm sorry. This is the way the soup comes. And if you want to remove the carrots, then that's up to you.
Remove your own carrots.
Can you imagine my father if I went back into the kitchen?
Yeah. And
I was like,
that.
Dad. Table 6 wanted to remove the carrots from the minestrone soup. What he would say?
Oh, no, he'd take care of that. No problem.
Anna, tell them to leave. Just tell them to leave right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.